In the future, Mickey Mutineers will be sent to distant worlds through beams of light.
Try it again.
Let me do it again. Hold on.
Okay. Take two.
Go farther.
Hey. Yeah.
Three.
Yeah! Far. Four. Scallywags and sons of bitches. Oh, fuck.
That's not how it goes at all.
The Wibbly Wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week. I lost my goddamn notes again. This week, we apologize profusely for me wanting the toilet seat.
I want the toilet seat.
You can't have the toilet seat.
I want the toilet seat.
He wants the toilet seat.
Jordan guesses it's Infinity in the Rotten Tomatoes game. God, I need my glasses. This is fucking stupid.
He can't see without his glasses.
If I cover this eye, I'm good.
You shouldn't drink without your glasses on. That's bad news.
Oh, maybe that's the problem. But Jordan. I'm going to be in the Hall of Presidents. He's the president
Hall
of the
presents.
Company. Disney has new app coming this summer. Rats Invade World Showcase, main topic. Mutineer challenges that we made up on the fly because no one thought to plan ahead, even though we had a whole week to do it. So, I actually kind of thought about this yesterday.
Yes, Shayna?
I planned ahead. I have at least three, but I know you guys will let me get through one.
I have two.
What? Wait, what is happening here? Why does Josh have two already?
Because I gave him one.
No, because Vanessa helped me.
Thanks, Ness.
And we had one last week. Do you remember what it was?
We don't have to remember. That's why we listen the next day.
Andy did. She said it right on the episode. She said, I got one.
Oh.
If only there was recorded proof of it.
Guys, I did that?
Guys, I really missed my toolbox while I was gone. Also, I got to go to AD again tomorrow.
Oh, ew.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Neither is my paycheck definitely isn't sorry. I may or may not earn extra money when I go there.
Then why don't you start paying
us? That's not a bonus.
Sounds like Josh just bought plane tickets for everybody to go to Disney World.
Why don't I start paying you? Because I'm paying to boost our goddamn Facebook posts.
You have to go to Haiti for $5?
Like $2.
Yeah. It's my money in my goddamn paycheck. That's what
my email said $3.
What, Jake?
Are they giving you $2 to go to Haiti?
That's a lot of money there.
That's way more than most Haitians make a day.
Josh, I have a question.
Wow. Oh my god, yes, Jake.
These extra dollars that you get, are they direct deposited?
Or just pocketed it.
And if so, what's your bank account number?
Yeah, like if I was going to direct deposit you some money instead of pocketed it?
They give me a voucher, then I go to the Haitian lottery office, and then they give me another ticket, and I have to go to I don't know. I don't know how banks work.
You don't get money, do you? I feel like someone's just telling you that you get money.
Someone tells me I get some money. But I never see it in my account. It's weird.
Well, last time I heard your bank account was your reminder to call about car insurance. So,
weird. Fuck, I should do that.
Does anyone's bank care about them at all?
No.
Yeah, mine doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Hurts my feelings.
I don't like my bank either, so I really kind of neutral. I'm like, oh, hey, fuck you, bank. And they're like, oh, hey, fuck you, customer. So we're cool.
I mean, I'm okay with my bank.
You're okay?
Yeah. On the ground. Is it Wells Fargo? Because they used to use the stagecoach or run the stagecoach and get robbed.
I have Wells Fargo. They pretty much
they
suck.
They used to get robbed a lot.
Good.
By Jesse James.
The motorcycle guy?
By Jesse James and by Sandra Bullock? Because I hope
no,
she
no,
helped.
No. It was Jesse James.
That would be
James
a great movie.
It was Jesse James and his Nazi girlfriend that he left Sandra Bullock for.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Were they still using stagecoaches in 2008?
Yeah. Didn't you watch Miss Congeniality?
That's how Ron Howard gets all his packages.
Whenever he has something delivered, he puts in the little special instructions box, must be delivered by stagecoach.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you do that?
And the stagecoach driver must have red hair as well. That's a rule. By the way, guys, I'm now a stagecoach driver.
Second instructions, like bring a dog biscuit for Clint.
I feel like that was a really like roundabout way to tell us you got a new job.
Hey guys, I got a job.
Wait, is it the point of us?
Driverless stagecoach.
Driverless stagecoach.
Like a robot that goes horses.
So she just let horses out. Like, right, go horse, go!
Please, somebody get your letter. It was like a carrier pigeon, but a wild horse.
Like, how what if horses could be? What if robots could take care of all the horses, like do everything that humans do with horses?
What if you get a robot?
And then we all lived on money we got from the state.
And you put it on a horse and you're like, hey, I really need this letter to get to Wells Fargo and go. And then just see what happens.
I feel like you could just email it, really.
Yeah, it seems.
I mean, you could, but what fun would that be? Then what would you do with a robot and your horse?
How the fuck do you email a horse, Jake?
You put it in the scanner.
You just 3D print the horse out first.
That costs too much money, Annie. We just get a picture of the horse's ass.
The day when everybody has 3D printers and you can email directly to people's 3D printers, I'm going to send my ass to Jake so many
times. Like piles of poop to Jake. Ass cheeks.
It's just ass.
So wasteful.
So like, that could be a new rap song.
Instead put them out at the curb.
Instead of like cool. Ass and titties, it will be
people
from Joshy. Ass from Joshy.
There's always butts on the curb.
Jake's just putting them up on a shelf and the Mormons come over and they're like, you have so many asses on your shelf.
Brother butt.
This is my assortment.
And this is a picture of my brother Josh.
They're a little heavy. They're breaching my shelf.
He just insulted you and stuff.
No, actually, he made me laugh because that's an inside joke.
Oh, sorry, I forgot I'm not a brother.
No, it's not an inside joke. Also, you're white, but it's not an inside joke.
The shelf breaking?
I mean, not between me and you.
Well, no, but, you know, I mean, it's...
That's your butt joke.
I got butt jokes.
But what joke?
Your mom's a butt joke.
Beat me to it. Your face is a butt joke.
Butt's a face. Guys, I'm Jordan.
I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Annie.
Suck it, Shayna. You had to be Shayna.
Oh, why is this a punishment? You gotta be Shayna. Damn it.
I don't know. Let's ask our special guest, Safari Mike. Safari Mike, what do you think about this?
Animals.
I thought he was gonna call him. I guess he's not.
Yeah, he's not gonna.
He would, though. No, he wouldn't.
How much wood would Fari Mike wood?
This is getting weird.
This one? Well,
sorry.
This is the one?
Sorry, how many viewers have we got?
239.
Yours?
This episode. What was that?
Viewers.
Oh, zero.
No, that was the sound of a viewer.
That sound like a child.
Oh, that was my kid. That was my kid, sorry.
I don't know why someone's letting their child watch, but I guess they are.
She's just listening from the other room.
Oh, I just listened to you?
Yeah.
You did drop an F-bomb, like, a minute and a half ago.
And then she'll tell me in the morning how loud I was tonight.
Ooh. Guys, let's talk some Disney.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Negative 12 fist bumps.
Take that one back, Amy.
Good job, Amy.
Oh, my God.
It's guys. Totally gone. Good job.
What? My toolbox has a cup holder.
It's like the best perfect day ever, Josh.
How have I not noticed this before?
I'm super happy for you.
Anything's a cup holder, really.
But, yeah. It's
your mom's a cup holder.
Not a soccer ball.
You're very good at bouncing.
His mom is not a soccer ball.
You don't know that.
You're right, I don't.
I have a Shane.
Unlikely.
I thought you were about to say a Shana, and I was like, what?
I have a ruler.
Josh is replacing you.
Shana ruler.
A Shane's way better than me. It's fine.
It's just like a big sticky thing. You get to roll over your Shana.
That just got weird.
What else would a Shana roller be?
Flattens her out? I don't know.
We've got some things we need to talk about, guys.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Continue.
Here we go.
Wait, Josh, hold on.
I have maintenance and complete. It shouldn't go there. I'll put it here. It's better.
Sounding
perfect.
Hey, coming out this week is a major motion picture. I'm not going to do the usual thing where I say
motion picture.
I don't have a joke for that. Oh, there we go. There's a joke for it.
Shrewded it.
Yeah. Anyway, The Avengers Infinity War is coming out on Thursday evening. No.
Yep.
This is a major motion picture event. This has never been accomplished this year.
Oh.
I feel like Jordan needs to back me up on this. Just say something,
Jordan. Wait, like, what?
Yeah, back it up, Jordan.
I don't know where you're going with this. Like, like everything you're saying is correct. Like, this is a major motion picture. Yeah, Jake, it is.
There you go. That's what I want. I hired you as a hype man.
You didn't know?
He performed so much better in the interview. Just give it, let him warm up.
Wait, they had interviews?
No.
Okay.
Guys,
I want an interview.
Hey, Shana, you want to work for us?
Yeah.
Do you mind not getting paid?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
It's the worst interview ever.
I'm sorry, you're not what we're looking for.
What magazine is the season for?
It's for micechat.magazine.
That's not a real place, Josh.
I wish it wasn't.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, Avengers Infinity War is coming out. That means we're gonna play the Rotten Tomatoes game right here, right now.
I hate this game.
Two.
I don't need any more potatoes.
I wrote down two. It's in pen. You can't take that back.
Good. I don't want to win this one.
Jordan, what do you pick?
I'm going strong. I'm going 97.
Josh, what do you want?
It's fucking 2018, man.
All right, Josh picks 2018.
All right.
Whatever.
Shana, what's your number?
I'm going to go 98.
98, and I picked 93.
What is it?
There's no reviews yet. It's under embargo. That's what makes this.
What if I'm right?
Embargo.
Well, if you're right and it's two.
DJ.
Well, I'll tell you this: you have a better chance of winning than Josh does. I think 2,000 points off.
Okay, can I vote for?
Nope.
I'm going 90.
No, you're not.
95. I want 95.
Nope.
You know what? I have a goddamn laser gun right now.
Oh no! What are you gonna do?
He's gonna flashy thing you.
I'm gonna take your temperature with it. Oh my god!
It's a light bulb that blinks.
You're only 90 degrees right now, Jake. Oh, this isn't a laser gun. This is a thermometer.
Never gets old.
So let's go with 90 degrees.
Does anyone else get the feeling that like Josh is putting on some kind of carrot top esque like comedy show on his end of the? Of this internet chat.
He's like Gallagher, like smashing watermelons.
Whoa, look at this weird thing. Whoa, I didn't know that was in there. Whoa.
He's like an infomercial.
I'm just doing it to entertain myself.
He doesn't have on enough mascara to be Carrot Top.
Or enough muscles. Holy fuck, that guy's ripped.
He's creepy as fuck.
No, he's not. He's nice. I will stand
for Carrot Top. Fucking nice. He's like the nicest entertainer in Vegas next to Penn.
How do you know this? Do you like hang out with him and shit?
I lived in Vegas for 6 years and I hear things.
I had a friend park his car once in valet.
I didn't know Josh was in the Vegas Mafia.
I saw him in a documentary about hecklers.
He's very nice.
Called Heckler.
I don't care if he's nice. He looks creepy as shit.
Yeah, actually, you know,
let's not judge.
He found out he looked creepy, and he like tried his hardest to stop looking creepy.
And it didn't work. He just looked even creepier.
No, he actually
not nice.
He actually stopped working out, and got fat, and I don't know if he got fat. He just stopped. He stopped being buff, which is
weird.
What
is happening? How
do you stop being ripped?
Today's episode of What's Carrot Top Doing?
Or tape.
Anyways.
You like rock, paper, scissors?
No, Josh asked how you stop being ripped. And I said,
anyways, to end this, Carrot Top seems like a genuinely nice individual. Just because I don't want him to kick my ass.
Did you hear about this?
What?
Apparently, I read an article
Carrot
about
Top kicked Josh's ass.
In other news.
I had to.
Apparently, Bob Iger was going to run for president in 2020.
President of what?
You guys.
President of what?
America? George was just threatening his beard with like some scissors. Did no one notice that?
Bob Iger was going to run for president?
Yeah.
Jordan, we can talk about this, dude.
Jordan, don't cough that. Put the goddamn scissors away. I'd vote for Bob Iger. Jordan, stop it!
Do I get a pretzel if I vote for Bob Iger? I'd do it for a pretzel. Oh my god, you're going to cut your whole nose off.
Jordan!
Wait, go back.
Oh, I thought of a good scary story idea. What? A girl is using her nail to like poke in an ant trap, like an ant bait, to like poke in the little perforation things, and then she scratches her ear and accidentally gets some ant bait in her ear, and then all the ants go in her ear, and then they die in there, and then she dies. I don't have all the details worked out.
Thank you, scary stories to tell in the dark.
I feel like you just gave us all of the details.
So
you have to add like a real creepy picture or something, and like
now I feel itchy.
I'm pretty sure my wife's idiot dog ran through poison something today. Sumac. Let's just go with poison sumac.
Lame scary story.
Yeah, I'm not freaked out at all right now.
Well, this fucking dog should know it's poison.
Is this scary stories for dogs?
Is this the twist?
Scary stories to read to your dog.
And the owner never came home.
And that dog along over here.
To your cat.
And he never
I keep showing the idiot dog pictures of leaves and telling it to stay away from this shit, and it doesn't listen.
And he was told he was not a good boy.
Bad floof.
So anyway,
so Bob Iger.
He was going to run for president of America.
I feel like, wasn't that the plan?
Yeah, what happened, though, was the whole Fox deal, because he had to extend his contract to see that through, so he extended it through 2022 or 23.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. He'd be better president than that orange guy.
Get a pretzel. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. But
fucking orange bird.
If Iger became president, we'd just buy other countries. I mean, that's what he does. I'm going to buy Canada. You're American now.
There's a Dole Whip pretzel.
Hey, I got this park that you should be in.
Gonna buy you.
Fucking Russian collusion ends up in a new pavilion.
I feel like he just wanted to get into the Hall of Presidents. Just
it's all Iger.
He could be in the background and nobody would notice. I mean, to be fair. Just because I've never been in there. You could tell
me. Never done it?
You could tell me he's in the Hall of Presidents and I'd just say, okay.
He is.
Have you really
never
done it? Yeah. I've never been inside the Hall of Presidents.
They use his likeness for seven of the
dwarfs. I mean, I don't know how much I would care for that. I mean, we have one quote-unquote business owner as president, and we all see how this is going.
We got to build a wall to keep all the people in America.
Oh Lord!
I didn't want this to get political, guys. Well, I was talking about the president and the Hall of Presidents and running for president, but no politics. Come on, let's keep it.
Don't you do it?
Yeah.
Next up in news.
Who's running the show, Shayna?
Clearly, I am
now. This is a fucking Shayna hour, Jake.
I didn't know that.
No, they saw
you should have read your text about a pizza place.
Phrasing. What?
I've been distracted by
something. Wait a minute.
Sorry, guys. I got
longer than an hour.
I don't know what's being talked about. I'm starting a podcast.
I'll be right back. I'm out of alcohol.
It shows.
Can you get me a soft breath?
With some fake cheese.
Yeah. I don't think he heard you.
He's not wearing pants.
I was about to say, would it be funny if he just walked away and he was just pantsless?
Just chaps.
Those are just garters.
Lederhosen.
I mean, we can't see him from the waist down, so.
Are any of us really wearing pants?
I am.
I'm not.
Sweatpants.
Those are hardly pants. The next up,
hardly pants.
Hey, there's a new app coming out this summer.
Just one.
Tell me all about it.
I don't know much about it. It's a Disney app, and you play it while you're in the parks.
It's gonna crap out.
About that. The achievements or some shit, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
Fuck fun.
Wait,
fuck how people have fun that I don't like. So they can't do it.
I will have fun no matter how I want to have fun.
Wait, what?
Hold on. I will have fun however I please.
It is not 1998. You can do that now.
I can have fun now?
Wait.
Yeah, however you want.
What was it about? What was it specifically about 1998 that we couldn't have fun?
Oh, I don't know.
Lubega.
Have you guys seen Lou Bega in that commercial?
Was that 98? I thought that was 97.
I'm pretty sure it was 99.
No, that was actually 99.
Can we get Lou Bega on the phone?
That was my senior year. Giuseppe, get Lubega.
I got him. Wait, Lou
Mangello? Thanks, Giuseppe. Oh,
Lubega. Yeah, Lou, hey. Yes, Jake. Hey, what, guys, talk amongst yourselves. I got this.
Okay, no, I want to hear this. I'm pretty. Yeah.
No, we just.
I wonder, like, what if we got, like, Lubega and Lou Mangello? Yeah,
I mean,
keep
talking.
Do you think Ariel
Winter
knows?
Lou Bega, Lou Mangello, and Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, they're just talking over you, I swear.
What about Peck?
I mean, what the Incredible Hulk is Disney, technically.
What about Carrot Top? I mean, let's get fucking Carrot Top and Lou Mangello. Like all in a room and just see what happens.
What if we also added Louis from DuckTales?
What about Lou Diamond Phillips?
What if we added Louis Armstrong? Louis Anderson as well.
Okay.
What about
this brigade of Louis that we have going on, or Lou's?
Can we have like Losers. Huey Lewis in the news? I really want to see Huey Lewis in the news.
Definitely.
Hey, Jake, how's it going?
I'm trying to talk to Lou.
Everything okay? Ask him about Louis New.
Louis Lewis.
Louis. Yeah, that song.
Louis in the news.
Yeah, what was your follow-up to
guys,
number five?
Guys, I don't believe Jake's really talking on the
phone.
There was
no follow-up. You said you were going to be huge. Hold on, guys. How embarrassing for you. Anyway, 99? Yeah, okay, good. I'll let him know. Bye. I came out 99.
Oh, so I was right. Okay, good.
All
right.
Before we go any further, I have to go to the liquor store around the corner. So if you guys can, I'll be right back.
I'm so happy I'm not the only one that has to drink to handle this podcast.
I can't breathe.
Hey, next up in news.
Oh, fuck. We're not done with the news yet?
No, what was that? There's a fourth story. The Ratatouille ride at Epcot has gone vertical.
So they added a loop?
Yeah, there's four stories. Isn't that what
you
just said? Yeah. All right, guys, I'm back. I got a number of drinks, too. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't get a beer buzz like you had last week.
Everybody, come on and let's ride.
Bow, bow, that's how it goes. Bow, 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 bow.
It's almost as good as cake.
Lubega, bow, 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 bow.
Mambo. Guys, he's going to hear this.
Lou, we're sorry. We really appreciate you.
Bow, 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 bow.
I know what we're going to apologize profusely for next week. You kind of deserve it now.
Getting shrill.
You guys are just heartless. Who's Carrot Top and now Lou?
I love Carrot Top.
You ought to be ashamed. Not you.
But Carrot Top. He should be ashamed.
No, you... Okay, next up. The Ratatouille ride has begun... It's a building.
Carrot Top's a building?
Yeah, it's a building. The Ratatouille ride. There you go.
The ride is a building.
This is the weirdest crossover.
No, it's in France. It's not in Italy.
What if the American Adventure was just a Carrot Top ride?
What if we're all living it all the time?
Yeah, but what if the American Adventure was sucks. Like the Lou Mangello ride?
I can't believe we're continuing on with this episode.
Right now, the American Adventure is a ride we can't get off.
Let's put air quotes around adventure there, buddy.
Miss adventure. I'd be able to get off if it wasn't for that damn wall.
Like,
I went on a boat ride in Mexico first.
I tried to get on that last week. It was walled off.
Ooh.
I can't even laugh at that one. I can't do it.
I think if anybody's going to give us an opinion on walls, we need to talk to somebody who knows walls quite well.
So, Dimitri?
What?
Dimitri?
Is Wall here? Can we talk to Wall for a minute?
I mean, you could. He's kind of...
You just need to turn around and talk to your wall. Let me get a one. That's a ceiling.
You know what, Josh? Don't be picky. He's very shy. He's camera shy. I can't believe I'm still acting this out with all my hand movements.
A little shy. Pinkie Pie.
Anyway, all right, guys, what do you want to ask?
Oh, Pinkie Pie.
So, Wall.
Yeah.
I don't believe we've met.
No, I'm a wall.
I see that. So what are your feelings on Mexico?
Oh, it's a good place.
The country? Yeah. Or the pavilion?
I can see it.
Wait, from your backyard?
I'm a wall. It is my backyard.
You know what, Walt? Never mind. Let's just go back to Jake. I don't know what we were thinking.
Yeah, Walt, we'll take that.
Oh, well, I was excited. I'll be excited again.
Walt, go find Dimitri, please.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Guys, what'd you do? He's crying.
I tried to be nice.
I told him I want to
call the landlord.
Fuck.
Guys, you can't get
Well, we're sorry.
He's a wall.
We're sorry. Maybe Dimitri could make him like feel better.
It was all Shayna's fault, really.
Most things are, really.
You know what?
What?
I may or may not have gotten a late night FaceTime message from someone looking to talk to Dimitri last week.
What?
Yeah, somebody fucking sent me a message on FaceTime wanting to talk to Dimitri.
Like from the government?
No. No. No, it was from this podcast.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, we did.
It was
good. It was my kid. She was talking about wanting to learn a Russian accent. So we tried to FaceTime Josh and he didn't answer us.
It's because it's 11 o'clock at night and I was asleep.
Yeah.
Dimitri has passed out.
Yes.
Hey, moving on to our main topic. You know what? I think I should just read the question from last week.
Okay.
Just to get us all caught up. But until then, keep talking because I didn't have this pre-planned out at all.
Way to go.
It's not like you had a week to fucking do it, Jake.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
From at the Mouse Seekers, have you guys come up with a Disney challenge that only the mutineers will dare to try?
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can I go first?
No, you're going last. Jordan, what do you got?
Okay. I don't have anything, so somebody go first.
All right, Josh, go ahead.
Oh.
Too long. Shayna, what's yours?
Okay, so my first challenge is, number one, we have to, and if you don't drink, you don't drink, that's fine. But I want everyone to do a drinking around the world challenge. But the only food you could have that day are the weird-ass snacks from all the different countries' pavilions. And you don't get to choose your own snack. Someone else... The person that hates you the most, so Jake would choose my snacks. Someone else chooses your snacks that you have to eat.
And man, that's I'm all surprised you that she eat. Named you and not me.
Yeah, I kind of thought Jordan would be the
So my wife would choose my snacks?
Yes.
I feel like
this. But no, it has to be out of the five of us. Okay, so.
Wait, did you say the size of us?
the size of us.
How big of a snack?
It's a lot of snacks. We're fucking huge.
Okay.
But no, like you choose each other's snacks and that's all you can eat all day. But you have to complete the drinking around the world, but all you can eat are weird ass snacks. That's my challenge.
Isn't that just drinking around the world?
No. It's drinking around the world without, like, pretzels or whatever. See, I feel like
the people not drinking should be the snack pickers.
Okay, we can do that.
You know, can we be snack meisters?
Ooh. Yeah, you can be the, I'm Mr. Snack Meister. I'm Mr. Snack.
I'm in. I'm so on board with this.
Okay, so.
Snack Meister on your CV. And Jay
get to choose snacks for me and Jake, or for me and Josh and Jordan.
But we get to get, like, pastries and eat them while we watch you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so my challenge.
Okay, Josh.
My challenge is like an offshoot of that. Vanessa had to help me with this. See, she suggested, like, drinking every beer around World Showcase. And I was like,
I love your life.
That's a lot of walking.
I would be so bloated. So I decided to expand on that and just drink every shot in the Mexico Tequila Cave.
Yes, I'm in.
That's not a challenge.
I would be dead.
It's definitely a challenge. I'm in.
That would be an alcohol poisoning challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Well, it kind of ties into one of my challenges was to see who can get kicked out of the park first. So I feel like you could tie that challenge into your shot challenge.
Oh, we were at Epcot last week. Vanessa may or may not have been smoking weed in Epcot.
Oh, their back hurt?
I'm proud of you.
Hips.
Your anxiety. Anxiety.
That's someone else, Josh.
It was may not. Sorry. I lied.
Anyway. What was I gonna say? Oh, the kicked out of the park thing. Like, can there be different levels of kicked out of the park? Like, top level is banned for life?
I guess.
That's just swimming across the fucking Discovery Island.
Naked.
Oh, no, because the little swimmers will swim up your little swimmer.
Swim right up your pee-pee hole.
Yeah. And then you'll have a fucking brain amoeba.
Brain-eating amoeba, yeah. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, and then you end up on this podcast. We don't want to fucking promote extra people on this podcast.
Oh, that's what happened to me?
Mm. Did you jump in that water?
I guess.
Shana, number two.
Okay, number two. I want to spend... I need all of us to spend an entire day on the People Mover from park opening until park close. We can only get off of the attraction one person at a time. So if someone needs to pee, one person at a time. If you need drinks, if you need snacks, if you need a meal, one person at a time.
This is diabolical because this is like that, honor system, like that one person that's off of it could be like, all right, well, I'm not going to come back for like 2 hours.
And exactly.
So that's nice.
It's called a challenge.
I actually really like this idea.
Thank you.
And you know, lately, that's the queue. 2 hours is a fucking queue for the People Mover. I'm not.
Yeah. And then the thing is like,
Jake, spit out.
Jake. Hey, Jake, don't die. Don't die and eat one.
You don't tell me what to do.
Can you give me a pretzel?
If I die?
Don't die and you just tell me what snacks I
need. Alive. I mean, I just want the pretzel.
Okay, Shayna, oh. I've got a flask.
I got a challenge.
Okay, pretzel flask.
My flask is this disguise. Shut up!
Pretzel flask.
Josh is telling us to zip it. Really?
My flask is disguised as the suntan lotion container.
Uh-huh. Because I clearly need that, so that'll make sense.
Is this just always sunny? Right.
Well, I thought Josh was going to say something important.
Well, I'm trying to help our ride on the people mover for all day.
Yeah. What Josh is telling me is that I need to sit beside him because he's got the good stuff. He's got the flask.
We can get on and off really because they'll pass out.
So they we're not going to pass out. We're just going to slow drink.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to bring us pretzels.
No, I get
pretzels. What's the slow drink thing you speak of?
Oh, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, plus, my wife has the vape. So, you know, if you want to smoke.
Wait. Okay, then everybody's all set. We're good. Okay, that was my second challenge.
Does anyone else have a challenge?
I feel like it'd be more of a challenge if you went around the world and didn't drink around the world these days.
I'll take it.
These days. It's a real challenge, Jordan. We're talking about the people mover. God,
you know
what's
fucked up? I actually do that more than you guys would imagine. Because when I'm at work up there and I'm on call, I can't drink. And so all I do for my Saturday morning and Sunday morning exercise, I just go around the World Showcase a few times.
Oh, you poor tortured soul.
No, honestly,
my day off at Epcot.
I gotta be sober at Epcot. Fuck my life.
You know what, Jake? I get so many goddamn pictures for your stupid fucking Instagram.
It's yours too.
I'm gonna do the world since 2014.
What if I challenged you to stay at Hollywood Studios all day?
Ooh. I'd do it. I accept it.
Yeah, I could do it. I could do it all damn day.
See?
Okay, so one of my challenges is, okay, everybody gets a bucket, like a double dare bucket, where it's like a clear drum with like
a
neon line, right, or something. Like you have to haul it around with you, and you have to fill it up to the line with vomit. However you want to do it.
That's
kind of
like my challenge, Annie. I like it.
So, chick from the garbage can and outside of Tower of Terror?
Could it be anyone's vomit?
I don't like this challenge.
I guess it can be anyone's vomit.
Because you just said vomit. Like,
I guess the more people are vomiting into it, then the more people are going to continue to vomit.
Yeah, you can set up a really good chain.
Again, just hey, like crawl with a child, all in a circle.
What if you just got like a huge like slushy or something?
Ew, what's a fleshy? That's gross.
Fleshy. Like icy or something.
I thought you said fleshy.
But then you could throw it up and go for volume.
I don't like this challenge at all.
So just stick your head in the bucket and imagine how many people have just puked in that bucket.
Ew.
Oh, it doesn't smell like warm mayonnaise.
No, you're not supposed to get turned on.
Like tropicals.
You smell like ketchup.
I'm saving this for my spank bank.
I feel like Shana's about to fill up her bucket over there. I saw you dry heaving.
Just a few times.
Give me a
okay, I can handle vomit. Don't worry about me.
So just fill it with maple flavored
pickles,
Crown Royal,
tropical punch pickles.
Oh, why? Why
think
is
about
that?
That.
Why is that a thing?
I love pickles, and that's not okay.
Jordan, you bought some.
Hashtag Shana loves pickles.
Oh man!
Oh, don't are you?
They, I mean, ketchup flavored pickles are pretty good.
Ew!
It's a 50% of
you
something
guys,
that's
you
good.
Guys. I went to lunch the other day. And
burger with pickles and ketchup challenge. It's where you challenge me to not eat it.
but there's like tons of pregnant teachers, and she plopped down beside me. She pulled her lunch out of her lunchbox and like bam slammed an entire like big jar of ketchup like out of her lunchbox. And I was
wait.
You need that much ketchup?
Yeah.
In charge?
She does.
A whole fucking bottle. Shut up, Josh. Who are you calling a ho-ho?
Will you pack me a lunch, Shana?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a peanut butter and jelly.
I'm good at packing lunches.
Oh.
I don't like your face, Jake.
face.
That's a challenge.
Okay, I got it.
My next challenge is that you get me a pretzel challenge?
Wait, Andy really needs a pretzel.
Have we gone all the way around, for fuck's sake?
We always go all the way around.
I actually had two.
Okay, go ahead. I haven't gone yet, but go ahead.
We'll go.
No, are you going to go number two? Number one.
No, he's going to cut his beard.
No. So has anyone played Disney Crossy Roads?
Yes.
Chelsea has.
What
we
is
have
that?
A whole bunch of the little mini figures too.
Yes, right. I've come to Norrington and.
Right. So my thing is, we just jump on the tracks like Disney rides.
That's right.
Try not to get killed.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm gonna lose for sure.
Yeah, I'm really clumsy. I'm fucked.
Like, okay, wait, I like this a lot, actually. We need a tier of this. Like level one is like the slowest ride.
So level one is the Indianapolis Speedway.
The Tomorrowland Speedway?
Right. What did I say?
Something else.
It's something gibberish.
And it's also not on property.
What's slow? There's got to be something slower than that, like Small World.
Oops. There's nothing sloppier than those goddamn slow fucking cars.
You know, people have played this game on the People Mover, and they died.
They did not.
True, look it up.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, at Disneyland.
Oh, like, I don't want to look it up then.
It's like a grad night, whatever.
So the slowest one is... The Carousel of Progress.
No, wait. No.
For fuck's sake.
And then next level is the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, what about Universe of Energy?
That doesn't exist anymore. You can't.
So it's really slow.
Okay, fine. The Great Movie Ride.
Oh, come on.
Bees? There's bees on it.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, that's the final level. You have to climb to the top of Rock and Roller Coaster.
No.
Let me know.
Before that, we go to the Barnstormer.
Okay.
Barnstormer? I hardly know her.
Well, that's the name of the episode.
I've written down two names, but that one wins so far.
What was the other one?
Shayna loves pickles and get me a pickle.
Get me a pickle. Y'all take a pickle.
That's the name of the episode. It was, but not now.
Damn it, I just lost.
Damn it, what'd she say? Wait, did I miss something? I was writing the last thing she said.
What'd she say?
So Jake, is your nose just everything Shayna says?
Yeah, but like, oh, wait a minute. Only the things that can be used against her.
Shayna, you can tell them to fuck right off. That's what I do all the time.
No, I'm gonna be nice.
Weird. Why?
I'm just trying to prove to myself that I can
Jake,
do it.
Jake, so you know.
Carrot Top's like, what the fuck?
Never mind.
Where's the Ginger's mascara?
So my challenge is not really that great, so I'm just going to breathe. I call it the People Who Hate Fun Challenge.
So it's finding cigarettes on Space Mountain?
On Space Mountain? Like,
yes, or in Starcade.
You have to catch them off the cookies on
the
ceiling.
In Starcade.
No, in this challenge, what you do is you wait in line for all these rides, but right before you get on the ride, you take the chicken exit and you don't actually ride. But you still have to wait in all the lines.
So
I don't think I'll be able to fit through.
You're riding rides to my 7-year-old?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not a chicken-sized exit.
No, it is. Seriously, I have to fucking put him down there and fucking kick him and say, get through the chicken hole, kid.
I don't want Josh to kick me.
All right. I've got a challenge.
Bring it.
Tell us what the last word of this episode is.
This one's not going to be fun, but so World Showcase, you have to go to every pavilion and legitimately learn each language.
Jordan, why are you gonna be so smart?
Konnichiwa.
I'm gonna start in Canada.
Hey!
That's the fucking New Jersey.
You're either
those
Bahamas or Bruno Mars. We don't even know. Hey!
A is the fucking New Jersey Pavilion.
No, it's the Bruno Mars Pavilion.
Hey, Uptown Funk's gonna give it to you.
It is. You may not like it, but they're gonna give it to you.
Hot damn.
So you have to learn Japanese. Damn. You have to learn African. You have to learn Mexican.
Whoa, back up. Stop. African is not a language.
It's also a country, but there it is.
Technically, it is. This country.
So, bonus points in Norway if you learn how to decipher runes.
Yeah! I'm in.
Okay.
Josh wins.
Good job, Josh.
Josh is
German.
Not
the way. Italian.
So runes are.
That's pretty good.
Pretty much Germanic.
Oh, don't you, Annie. God damn it.
Runes are pretty much Germanic language anyway, so it's like...
Dramatic language?
Germanic.
That sounds pretty dramatic.
Not dramatic.
Who's Germanic? Wow. Hugh Jackson?
Actually, Josh, I have a podcast to recommend to you. if you're into that. Yeah.
Is it all in my head?
No, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Oh,
man, was that mean?
Not at all.
Okay, no, I've started listening to this really cool podcast called The History of English, and it traces English's roots all the way back to the Proto-Indo-European language, and how
is that like
all
dinosaurs.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's weird. They spoke with gender nouns. It's crazy. They declined those verbs.
Whoa, wait, Proto-English spoke?
Proto-Indo-European. So it's like the first common language that everybody spoke that in Indo-Europe before like all of these different tribes and subsects of this culture broke off and kind of just went all the way into West Europe from north and south. So it like traces words back all the way to this Indo-European language, but also it tells the story from the Proto-Indo-Europeans through I say modern in the context of like you know, right. languages awesome. We know about and can still talk about and talk in and learn.
Right.
So, like, through ancient Greek and Latin, but it also goes up north through different other cultures, dialects, and whatnot. The Germanic dialects.
Sounds dramatic.
I know a kid named Germanic.
I don't want to do this challenge, Jordan.
Is he from Germany?
So, to add to that, people in England came from Germany.
Yes.
From tribes that lived in what we know today as Germany. How about that?
Right. Well, I mean, they were all Germanic tribes.
Right.
And England is named after the Anglo-Saxons, which was the Angles and the Saxons.
From
so it was
Germany.
But it was Angle land, so it became England.
England, yeah.
Angle-land.
So, honest to God,
on
Reddit, history porn has taught me so much in the last 6 months since I found it. That was a recent you know, the Angles and the Saxons were a recent thing I read on there. Anyways.
You said history porn, like, that's not what I was expecting you to follow
Jordan
it up with.
Real no, excited. No,
history porn is a
pointillism boobies.
Like, no, safe, I just had vision safe, of Henry VIII just going everywhere with all of these women.
It's a safe for work porn network. So it's not porn, it's just like it's like cool history shit.
Like food porn.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, food porn. Penises or shitty and food.
No.
Dicks and food. Dicks and food.
Oh, wait. Wait. I used to post on food porn until I got banned.
You did.
That was 3 weeks ago.
And my username was post pics too late.
No, his username was, I swear this doesn't happen often.
It was like the place before the food was on there. That is going up next.
Hold on, is this all part of Jordan's challenge?
No. No. This is a side note.
Well, it is now.
Well, this is the challenge. Tolerate Josh and Shayna for more than an hour.
Now you get a pretzel.
Yes, Annie, you can get a pretzel. You've been kind and patient.
Hey, give me one too.
Yes, guys.
Sir.
Guys.
I mean, guys. What?
I think I have a training problem.
A training problem? What?
Drinking problem.
What?
No. I heard training problem.
Yeah,
training problem
too.
Penguin problem.
Okay, fine. I'm good.
You got a thinking problem?
Anyways, never mind.
Challenge.
Ooh. I was trying to be
accepted.
Failed.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
He's thinking about Haiti.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Josh.
I gotta go to Haiti tomorrow.
I gotta go to this tropical island where people love it when you berate them.
Lucky people, you.
You know what? Honestly, the people there are.
No. You know what? No, I retract.
Very, very nice. I can't say
he's good.
They're way nicer than Dimitri is.
That's not hard to do.
But they had no money.
There it is. I was waiting for the butt. But they're kind of assholes.
But I hate
no,
them all.
They're not kind of assholes. They're
like not assholes.
You can't think of anything nice to say about them.
They're really nice. They just have no money. If you give them money, they just ask for more.
This is so appropriate.
I don't hobo in LA.
To say, hey, that's our show, and you've been listening to the Mickey Mutineers.
And we're not happy until you're not happy.
Hey, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Annie. It's Jordan. That's Shane, as always.
You know what? Fuck you!
Ow.
Man.
That was a good one.
That one had some bite. I got a number of drinks, too. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.